Yeah, yeah, my heart is purple and gold. I'm a pirate down to my soul, and I don't back down, not at all. Find out when the cannons explode, from the sidelines down to the post. Put it down like not even close, all out to the last whistle blow. From the flag with the soul and crossbones, everybody stand up, get your hands up. What is going on, Pirate Nation? Welcome into the Sports Objective. We really appreciate everyone tuning in whenever and however you're watching or listening, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud, Spotify, Audio Boom, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, any podcast platform that exists, you can probably find us, and we're so glad that you've tuned in. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, wherever you listen to the show, and make sure you ring the notification bell and turn the alerts on, so whenever we drop our latest episode and post new content, that you'll be alerted on your device. Today we're going to be talking East Carolina Pirate football, as our Dave Richmond and former Pirate linebacker Matt Semenza had the chance to catch up with East Carolina head coach Mike Houston on the morning of Wednesday, May the 4th, and discussed a variety of topics, things from what you would expect, roster and positional breakdowns, but then also big picture topics within college football, NIL, the roster crunch, getting back to 85 scholarships and, adhering to that guideline despite the additional year of eligibility being granted, and a whole lot more. So let's go ahead and not waste any time, and let's jump into that interview with East Carolina head coach Mike Houston right now.
Very excited to have back with us the head football coach of East Carolina, Mike Houston. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great. It was great to cover spring football. I don't want to say the word relaxed, but you definitely seem to be a little bit more comfortable than we first met you at the press conference December of 2018.
Yeah, well, lots of things have changed since then. So it has not been an easy road, but it's been one that we've been diligent with, kind of our reconstruction of the roster and the program. And so, as we sit here today, things look a lot different than they did back that December day.
And, Coach, one more thing I want to mention, not to bring out tough things, but obviously with the bowl situation, I thought you had a nice touch. I wanted to compliment you and the staff and the athletic department. I really loved during the spring game when you gave the rings to the teammates I felt like they earned them.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's been well documented. It's been since 2014 that, the program's been bowl eligible. And certainly, the kids have worked their tails off to earn the right to go to a bowl game this past year. And, you hate that you got the opportunity to play Boston College taken away from you. I felt like we were poised to play really, really well in that game. So we felt like that it was very, it was very appropriate that we reward just the efforts of the kids with a ring recognizing the bowl bid.
That's fantastic, Coach. I really, really applaud you for that. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you, and just kind of looking at your progression here as a coach, I mean, one of the things you really wanted to do at East Carolina was run the football. And, it's well documented when you came here, the offensive line was really not where it needed to be, Coach. Sounds like by all accounts, you're very pleased with the progress in spring ball. Coach, can you just talk a little bit about the progress this spring? And, obviously we're still waiting on a few additions as well on the O-line.
Right. It was not in very good shape that first year. And, we couldn't run the ball at all in 19, and we really struggled to protect Holton. And so it's almost like, being in a fight with one arm tied behind your back kind of deal. So we worked very hard to develop that room. I'm really, really excited about the returning players we have in that room. And I'm excited about some of the new additions. You can never have enough quality offensive linemen. It just always seems like things happen and depth is always an issue. But we do feel like, going into the summer that we have a very solid quality two deep with some young guys in a third unit that I think will be guys that will contribute in time.
Coach, I want to talk about one of the things I know with different reasons. Wide receiver has been an issue, but I think you've made some nice additions to the wide receiver room. Can you talk about that?
Right. Couldn't really prophesize, you know, kind of what happened with a couple of kids, you know, post bowl game and, you know, Snead declaring for the draft and things like that. But, you know, the roster is to the point where we expect to be highly competitive in the AAC, and you don't want a position to, you know, hold you back at all. So, you know, we've been very deliberate and aggressive with, you know, seeking out guys we think can help that room. And we're really excited about the guys we've added. Isaiah Winstead, we only have him for 1 year, but, you know, feel like he has an extremely high ceiling. He's a proven receiver at the FBS level and has done well everywhere he's been. Feel like he will come in and immediately be a top guy in that room. Jarrett Gardner, transfer from Duke. Obviously, Raekwon Boyette has spent the last couple of years with him. He has great height, great speed, really outstanding athlete. So, feel like he will add, good length in that room. And then you could see us add an additional guy here before the summer gets started.
Coach, I love what you did there in the portal. I think those were some great additions, some great size with those new players coming in. One of the things that oftentimes gets overlooked is the punt return game. You know, Tyler's so reliable, as you know, Coach, so sure-handed. Has anybody really jumped out at you in terms of the punt return game?
Well, we feel, very confident in Malik Fleming and Juwan Powell. And their abilities to give us a guy that has some playmaking ability in the punt return, slot. You might also see Josh Murphy back there handling punts as well. But I thought all three of those guys, had solid springs. And, I hate not having Tyler. I mean, I'm as big a fan as there is of Tyler Snead, but we feel like we'll have solid guys there. Next year.
Coach, one of the things I know you've talked about in recent days is I'll often say dealing with NIL is like an old dog, teaching an old dog new tricks. I know you've made an emphasis of that. Can you talk to the fan base and donors like myself and Matt that what do we need to do to step up to make that happen?
Well, I think that the one thing is just impressing upon everyone that this is a factor in recruiting moving forward. This is a factor in, roster retention moving forward. And it's something that we have to be very aggressive with in order to continue to be competitive in the American Athletic Conference. Multiple schools in our conference have already, put themselves in situations where, they are, significantly assisting players on their rosters with NIL opportunities. So, it's something that, anybody can be involved, anybody can participate, if someone, regionally, owns a business or something along those lines, certainly, any of our student athletes can be an endorser of that business and can have an agreement that would allow them to use their name and image likeness to profit from it in that manner. The other way that just, regular fans and supporters can be involved is being a part of a collective. And so what a collective is, it's a group of donors that pool together money that will be used to assist student athletes with name and image likeness opportunities. And those opportunities are limitless. Basically anything that you would see a professional athlete or a celebrity or anybody else using, their name and their image to endorse, a student athlete can do the same thing. So, these collectives are at virtually every Power Five university and multiple schools in our conference already. And so it's something that, I'm just really encouraging our donors to get behind.
Coach, I'll tell you, I don't know how you keep up with it, all the changes in college football over the last few years, between the NIL, COVID. Talk to me a little bit about the roster crunch. You know, I know it's obviously because of the COVID situation, it put, you know, programs across the country in sometimes a difficult spot where you had to sort of crunch down the numbers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's, you know, it, the NCAA, you know, I don't know what they've been doing the last couple of years with some of their decisions, and they just, it's almost like they just, you know, make a decision and, you know, don't really look at the long-term impacts. But, you know, what they did with giving everyone an extra year of eligibility, which is fine, but then, you know, requiring all of us to get back down to 85 scholarships for this season, you know, it put us in situations where, you know, you're going to be over. And so it, you know, roster wise and scholarship wise, and it's tough. You know, we approached it, by just having honest conversations with our, you know, with our student athletes, you know, telling them where they were on the depth chart, you know, what we saw for them long-term, as far as opportunities to play here at East Carolina. And then if those student athletes chose to, you know, pursue something else where they might be able to get on the field quicker, you know, we assisted them in finding, you know, homes. And that's the big thing. I just want to make sure that, you know, any player that, you know, leaves as a result of this, you know, roster crunch, that we're able to find them an opportunity to continue playing, continue to working towards getting a degree. Because at the end of the day, that's the number one deal.
And Coach, as far as the transfer portal is concerned, I know that that's been, there's so many things as a head coach now. I know you love it, but so many changes in the last couple of years. With as far as the transfer portal is concerned, how do you feel about that so far?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, name and image likeness, transfer portal, roster management. You know, all of that has completely changed in the last 2 years. So, you know, moving forward, I think that, you know, you're going to see your signing classes go away from the traditional, you know, signing 25 high school kids. That's just not going to be the way it is anymore. You know, you're going to see, you know, a school like us, you know, next year right now we're tracking to have eight seniors. So we're probably only going to sign 10 to 12 players total next year. You'll probably see half those or maybe a smidge more be high school players. They're going to be really top-end guys. And then you'll see us continue to use the transfer portal as a way to add to our roster, add to our roster, and continue to upgrade, you know, our ability on the field.
Coach, just kind of changing tunes a little bit here. Can you talk a little bit about Holton Ehlers and I guess what we would call his progression as a quarterback this spring, and maybe some of the things that he's been working to improve on?
Well, I think he had the best spring he's had since I've been here. I think he's playing as well right now as he's played. You know, the big thing now is, you know, he knows the offense inside and out. So, you know, the mental piece of it is really, really his strong suit. And, you know, towards the end of the year and certainly this coming year, you're going to see us put a lot on him at the line of scrimmage. And it's not going to be anything that will challenge him. It's just going to be give him a lot of flexibility at the line of scrimmage to make sure that we're in the right play, we're in the right route combination, we make the right checks. You know, he has a firm command of the offense. You know, physically, you know, he's trimmed down. He's down to about 220, which is the lightest he's been since I've been here. I thought he was moving with a lot of quickness and decisiveness, you know, throughout the spring. I think he's throwing the ball with better velocity and a little quicker release. He's tightened up his mechanics on his throwing motion. So I think he's poised to really have a great senior year. You know, we feel very, very good about him. We feel very, very good about, you know, what's behind him. And so I think we're in a good place with the quarterback room.
Coach, one of the things that Pirate Nation wants to know, and I know that it's maybe a difficult thing to talk about is, can you give us any update on the progress of CJ coming back on the team?
Well, you know, CJ, I've laid out some things for him from the beginning. He's worked through some of the things he has to do to get reinstated. He still has some things he has to, you know, get adjusted, get fixed. You know, so we'll see in the coming weeks, you know, where that leaves him. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to allow one player to hold back the program. And so, you know, the way we operate, it's very clear. There's certain, you know, standards that all of our student athletes and coaches, I mean, everyone, you know, we expect them to perform at a certain level on and off the field. And, you know, if we have someone that's not, you know, not living up to those standards, then, you know, they're just not a part of us. So, you know, we'll see how he continues to progress. But, you know, we're prepared to play September 3rd with or without him.
Absolutely. You know, Coach, I recall when you were coaching at JMU and you came into Dowdy Ficklin, I remember specifically how effectively you used the tight ends. And I know that was something you really wanted to incorporate into the offense here, was the usage of the tight ends. Here we are, you know, 3 years later, and it seems like you have some really good options in that tight end room. Can you talk about those guys a little bit?
Yeah, we're really excited about that group. That first year, we had one tight end on the roster, and so you know, it was not ideal, and he was not the athlete that we have now. But we, you know, we feel like we have, you know, two of the better tight ends in the league, and Ryan Jones and Shane Calhoun. Now they're different, you know, they're nobody really in that room is the same, which is great. You know, Ryan, Ryan can do everything. You know, as a wing, as a almost kind of a H-back fullback, blocking, all that stuff. And then, you know, he can split out wide, you know, at a wide receiver's position and be a matchup nightmare for anybody. Doesn't matter if you're a corner or a safety, you know, because he's such a big athletic guy. So, you know, really like what he can do. Shane, a little bit different. You know, Shane's more of the traditional tight end, really good receiver, has developed into a very solid blocker. So you're going to see us play those two guys together a lot. You're going to see us use Aaron Jarman and D'Angelo McKinney with those two guys a lot. You know, D'Angelo and Aaron are more of the, you know, inline, you know, hand on the ground, you know, that kind of tight end, really good blockers. I'm really excited about how D'Angelo, you know, progressed this spring, you know, in the run game. So, you know, we're really excited about that room, and we think that we can use that room along with our wide receivers to, you know, be in a lot of different personnel groupings and do a lot of, you know, different things, a lot of variety.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, as far as when it comes to the indoor practice facility, something that I know that we need, what can we do to make that happen? We'd love to be able to help you and obviously the program out.
Well, we need about $20 million. So I saw the renderings yesterday. It really looks outstanding. So the, you know, the architects have, you know, put together everything for us. You know, we'll be, you know, sharing those with the public, next week, and really excited about, you know, that campaign kicking off. We've already had significant, discussions with, many of our donors who are excited about contributing to the indoor practice facility. You know, you never know what the final number is going to be as far as cost. Many people have, you know, told us they think we can do it for less than that. I know how construction is. I've built enough houses and built enough things that, you know, you always better plan to be a little bit higher than what they tell you on the front end. But certainly it's, you know, it's been a need for over a decade, and you know, we're really, you know, behind a lot of institutions that you know, our fan base sees as you know, lesser institutions, you know, as far as football programs, but we're behind facility wise, and so it's something that we need to get completed as soon as possible.
Coach, I can recall Steve Logan back in the '90s talking about this. The practice.
Yeah, okay, two decades.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on forever, so I'm really hoping that this can get done for you, because I know what it's like to have wasted practices where you just can't get anything
right.
done.
Yeah.
So I'm just really, you know, hopefully Pirate Nation can really step up and support this goal of getting that done for you, because I know it makes a huge difference.
Coach, I have one final question. I appreciate your time. I know that you're very busy, but wanted to end the interview about the schedule. Crazy, one question I had for you before we talk about schedule. Can we just have the folks that have the RVs to leave their RVs in the parking lots? Because four straight Saturdays, the gas price is up. I just thought that maybe that would be good for the fan base.
Well, it's probably going to be a boost to the Greenville economy for the month of September, but it's probably going to hurt the economy down in Moorhead City and Atlantic Beach.
Right.
We're excited to be at home for the month of September. Excited to start off with the schedule that we have. You're going to have a nationally top 10 ranked NC State team who they're talking about the college football playoff. So you're going to have a team like that as the home opener. So, should be a great opponent. And I would expect a sold out stadium. If there's anything less, it'd be very disappointing. But it's a challenging schedule. The American Athletic Conference will be, strong once again this year. In addition to NC State, we go on the road late in the season against BYU, which will probably be a top 15 ranked team preseason. You have ODU and Campbell at home, which will be, challenging games right there. ODU was bowl eligible last year, finished on a five game win streak in the regular season. So, it's a great slate of home games, seven home games. So it's good to be, slanted our way as far as home and away. Just really excited about, the matchups.
I want to remind fans to get your tickets, season tickets, at 1-800-DIAL-ECU, ecupirates.com. You can go online. Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And look forward to talking to you again real soon.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
There you have our conversation with East Carolina head football coach Mike Houston. I really appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on wherever you listen to the show. On social media, you can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at TheSportsOBJ. On Instagram, it's at TheSportsObjective. Like and follow us on Facebook. And of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And be sure to ring that notification bell so you'll be alerted on your device when we drop new content. Also, be sure to order your East Carolina football season tickets. We're right around 13,500 season tickets sold. So within 500 to 600 of where we were in 2021 and wanting to at least get to the 15,000 mark. But let's not stop there, Pirate Nation. Let's get up around 17 or 18,000. Certainly very attainable. And we need to do that if we want this program to get to where we want it to be. Also, you need to join the Pirate Club if you love East Carolina Athletics and East Carolina University. Support the Pirate Club. And go to ecupirateclub.com or you can call 252-737-4540 to make your donation today. We need all hands on deck. We need folks contributing to the Pirate Club, for the first time ever. And maybe you've been a donor in the past to the Pirate Club, and for whatever reason, you have not been on board over the last several years. We need you back into the fold so East Carolina Athletics can accomplish what it wants to accomplish, and we can all, be proud of our Pirates moving forward. But for Dave Richmond, Matt Semenza, and Kyle Barber, I'm Bubba Rosenbaum. You've been watching and listening to The Sports Objective. And as always, folks, go Pirates. Yeah, yeah, yeah.